WJJAN, Radio Atlantic. At 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 42 degrees Atlantic, expecting to be mostly sunny today with a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with the Check of the News. Well, this coming week is the start of National Fire Prevention Week, but one Shelby County Fire Department is kicking it off today. The theme this year is preventing kitchen fires. The Harlan Fire Department has teamed up with the American Red Cross to help spread the word about Fire Prevention Week. Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson says the department is getting a little help from the Boy Scouts to hand out fire prevention materials.
The Red Cross is providing that material for us, and we're also working with the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts are going to actually do the legwork, and they're going to be going to each house, and they're going to be dropping off this material at your doorstep, and it'll come in a little bag that'll say Red Cross on it. Inside of there will be different fire safety literature that you can look at, and I'll have a cover letter in there that kind of describes everything that we've got in there. And if you want to make some changes in your home after reading the material, you know, now's the time to do it.
Beeson says the project with the Red Cross benefits everyone, including the citizens.
We're sending out the safety message to our community, and, you know, that's what the fire department's first goal is to prevent fires, and that's what we want to do. It's also a good project for the Red Cross because they're involved in the safety and well-being of all of our citizens. And it also works really good with the Boy Scouts because they're constantly working on goals to get different merit awards, different achievements, the young folks are, and they also get involved in the community here, and it's really a good community event for everybody.
The chief says next week the department will be at the Harlan Community Schools.
Each year we head to the schools, and we give tours at the fire station. We have probably about three or four different groups coming to the station, and we'll also send trucks out to all the elementary schools, and we'll be there quite a few days from between Monday and Thursday.
This is also the time of year to be checking your smoke detectors to make sure they're working properly. The Harlan Fire Department received a grant for about 200 smoke detectors, and if you're unable to purchase a new one or do not have any inside your residence, you can contact the Harlan Fire Department at 712-755-5354. If you'd like to talk with one of the 34 members of the department, the Harlan Fire Department will host an open house and breakfast on Sunday morning. The fire hall will be open at 7 a.m. and serve biscuits and gravy, eggs, pancakes, bacon, and a drink for a free will donation until noon. An annual fundraiser for the Defiance Fire Department will be held this weekend at the fire hall. Defiance Fire and Rescue Department is hosting their pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. until noon on Sunday. Fire Chief Al Wolverding said they will kick off Fire Prevention Week by serving up a delicious breakfast.
We're kicking it off with a pancake and sausage and all biscuits and gravy and scrambled egg breakfast, orange juice and coffee. It's all free will donation, and everybody is very much invited to come. We have carryouts available.
And he says the whole breakfast is homemade.
We crack and scramble our own eggs, and we make our own pancake mix, and sausages. We have a company that donates a hog, and we process the whole hog into sausage, and then we grill it outside on the charcoal, so that makes it extra good.
The proceeds will go toward the Defiance Fire Department to upgrade their equipment. Cedar Rapids is stressing cooking fires during Fire Prevention Week. The City Fire Department spokesman Craig Bulow notes that through September 30th, 24 of the 93 residential fires in Cedar Rapids have started in kitchens, primarily because of unattended cooking. The department recommends that people remain in their kitchens when frying, grilling, or broiling food. If you must leave, even briefly, then turn off the stove or oven. People also shouldn't use the oven or stove top when they're sleepy or under the influence of alcohol. So other tips include making sure flammable objects aren't near the stove and cleaning up food and grease from burners and the stove top. Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa Supreme Court is on the road for a visit to Fort Dodge this coming week, where the justices will visit area schools and the community college, and they'll hear arguments in two cases. On Wednesday evening, the court will hold a special session in the new Fort Dodge Middle School auditorium to hear arguments in a case in which the Iowa Farm Bureau is challenging the validity of new water quality regulations in Iowa. The second case involves a man the state wants to keep in prison as a sexually violent predator. On Thursday, justices will visit several high schools, including Eagle Grove, Fort Dodge Senior, Webster City, St. Edmund, and Storm Lake. Chief Justice Mark Cady will visit Iowa Central Community College, and they'll discuss the role of the courts. A judge is upholding the death sentences being served by notorious Iowa methamphetamine kingpin Dustin Honkett, who was convicted in the 1993 slayings of five witnesses and children. U.S. District Judge Linda Reed issued a 404-page ruling on Friday that concludes Honkett received a fair trial and effective legal counsel. She says she sees no reason to disturb the jury's determination that death is the appropriate punishment in this case. Reed said that Honkett's death sentences withstand scrutiny even in light of the heightened standards that are applied in capital cases. Honkett was running a sophisticated methamphetamine operation when he committed the execution-style slaying of two former dealers turned informants, one of their girlfriends and her daughters, ages 10 and 6. He was given two death sentences, one for each of the girls' murders. A custodian is accused of stealing prescription drugs from an Eastern Iowa elementary school. Coralville police say 25-year-old Jesse Johnson of Iowa City was caught on video prying open a locked cabinet at Kate Wickham Elementary School to steal student medications. School staff members began noticing in April that the prescriptions were going missing. Authorities say Johnson later admitted to stealing prescription medicine on numerous occasions. He's been charged with a serious misdemeanor count of unlawful possession of a prescription drug and fifth-degree theft, a simple misdemeanor. He was booked into the Johnson County Jail early Friday. A jury has convicted a Northern Iowa man of sexual abuse after a trial in which a witness testified he inquired about buying an 8-year-old girl. The Mason City Globe-Gazette reports the Butler County jury convicted 80-year-old Clarence Miller on Friday of two counts of second-degree sexual abuse. Miller was charged with assaulting two 8-year-old girls at his Thompson home between January of 2010 and August of 2012. One girl was from Thompson, the other lived in Buffalo Center. Miller faces prison terms of 25 years on each count. He has denied any sexual abuse occurred. During the trial, a woman testified Miller offered to buy her daughter for $50,000. She declined and didn't tell anyone about the conversation. Sentencing is set for November 26th in Winnebago County. And the talk about the birds and the bees isn't something most parents look forward to having with their kids, but October is the month when parents are urged to have conversations between their teens and themselves about pregnancy prevention. Bobby Joe Sheridan is a training and education coordinator at Eyes Open Iowa, an advocacy and education group based in Des Moines. Sheridan explains the goals of Let's Talk Month.
To encourage parents and their children to talk about healthy relationships, family values, sexual health. We often find that kids want to hear this information from their moms and dads, but moms and dads are often uncomfortable sharing this information with their kids.
Sheridan says communication is the name of the game in those important conversations.
We always encourage parents to just give the facts. There's lots of websites. EyesOpenIowa.org is one of them, where parents can find tons of information so they can provide medically accurate information to their kids.
Sheridan says there is good news as a result of pregnancy prevention efforts.
We are very fortunate in the state of Iowa that we have a low teen pregnancy rate. But when we look at high school kids, about 43.9% of high school kids have had sexual intercourse. So that number is still quite high, so we would like to see lower.
You can learn more at www.eyesopeniowa.org. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.